This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alec Burks again. That is his fifth three.
What an auspicious return for Burks. Burks missed 11 of the last 13 games. He's using that WD-40, man. No rust tonight for Burks.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Clyde Frazier's a national treasure. I mean, it's not just the fact that I'm a Knick fan, but he is just, he's unbelievable. It really is. Mike Breen's going into the Hall of Fame. Legendary Knick voice, obviously the voice of the NBA as we see ABC and ESPN. But how good is that? Alec Burks, 30 points, 34 minutes last night for the Knicks, coming off the bench, hadn't played 11 of the last 13 games, and Clyde gives you a breaking out the WD-40, getting going. I mean, it's just great. Clyde is amazing. You love him.
Oh, he's so good. There's nothing better when you get a great announcer you love listening to, because it can even make the bad games seem fun. But, you know, like as far as Clyde goes, who these analogies and these phrases that I've never heard before, and I'm listening to him going, he's just so smooth. Even the commercials, what was it, the Just for Men commercials he was doing, he was good in. So pretty good stuff.
Now, before we get to the Eastern Conference here, Jeremy, you were telling us you had a bad DFS beat, right? So give our listeners here, give everyone a little bit of a feel about what transpired, what happened. It happens with if you're a daily fantasy player, but what happened with you, Jeremy?
I still haven't shook this one yet. Like, it's just, it's sitting in my crawl. I'll never forget it. I got my second COVID shot, and I thought they were going to take me to the hospital the next day, and I wasn't sure if the shot made it worse or the fact of what I went through. So anyway, long story short, I'm winning $100,000 on a Monday night. It was an NBA DFS slate on DraftKings. It was a couple weeks ago, and you can look it up. Memphis is playing the Nuggets, and I check the next 50 guys in line, and I'm like, all right, I'm locked in, because nobody played the Suns and the Lakers that night, I think is who it was. Nobody played anybody.
And this is for $100,000.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was a $777 tournament to get in. So you paid $777 to get in, and first place was $100,000.
Okay,
and I'm in
fantastic.
First. I'm in first. I'm feeling great. I checked the line. I'm like, all my guys are on fire. I'm like, this is a beautiful thing. I had Xavier Tillman for the Grizzlies. But he's the only guy I had, and he was pretty popular, so a lot of people had him. So I move into first place, and I'm thinking I'm golden. The Grizzlies are up 9 with 4 minutes left to go. The only way that I lose it is if it goes into overtime. Now the Grizzlies are up 4 with a minute left to go, and they have the ball. Offensive foul on John Morant. Double dribble on John Morant and 2 of the possessions, so they come up empty. Don't even get a shot off. And then Jokic hits a shot at the buzzer. And again, the only way I lose $100,000 is if it goes into overtime. It goes into overtime. So here I am like, all right, what am I going to win now? So we're about 30 seconds into overtime or 30 seconds left into overtime. And I'm going, all right, I'm going to win 20K. So it's not 100, but look, it's still a really nice night.
It's still 20K.
Game goes in the double overtime.
Oh.
And so Jokic went from having like 48 fantasy points to dropping 77. Then the guys that played John Morant that night because of 2 overtimes, they end up passing me. So I ended up doubling my money, which is still a nice night. Don't get me wrong. Like, you take that any night. But when you know you had 100,000 locked up, this isn't some story where a guy's like, oh, I finished 13th and, you know, he was going up the leaderboard and just ran out of steam. I was there. The only way I lose is if it goes to overtime. And I still have it. Like, That's a lot of money, man. It's, I still haven't checked.
Dude, 100K to be that close. You were 4 minutes away. You're up for a minute to go in regulation. You're a minute away from 100K turning $777 into $100,000.
The ROI was.
I don't want to put a salt in the wounds, Jeremy. That is, that would, I wouldn't shake that for the rest of my life.
I mean, we've all been there. We all remember the really bad losses, right? Because I had that happen to me before, and this is totally different, where Paul George with the Thunder was playing the Clippers, ironically, and he was averaging like close to 50 fantasy points a game. He had his worst fantasy output, and he scored 22.5 fantasy points and fouled out with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth. And I was the like one of the only guys that had him, and I was going to win 100K that night if he scored six more fantasy points. Still had a really nice night. But, I mean, these are the ebbs and flows of playing daily fantasy.
Can I ask you, what's your biggest daily fantasy win?
So, last year, I hit big twice. I won $136,000 on golf, and I'd be the first one to tell you I don't know anything about golf. I was just using, like, analytics, looking at golf course history, watching, you know, who was hot and trying to fit them in my lineup. And then about a month later, I hit for $100,000 on the NBA. I won tickets to the DraftKings Golf Championship and the DraftKings NBA Championship. I didn't win either one of them. Did okay. I had the bad luck that Kristaps Porzingis last year in the first round of the playoffs, if you remember, he got ejected.
Yes.
He and Marcus Morris got into it, and I had him in my lineup, so I missed out on 25 points. That would have hit me another 60K if he had played in the second half.
So mind you, Jeremy, I mean, like, now, like, if you didn't have those wins, it would make it even worse. But you won $236,000 in 2020. That's a nice year in daily fantasy.
So can I give anybody a little bit of advice? When you win that much money, don't start getting cute and playing in these gigantic tournaments that are like $5,000 a pop, because it's very easy to put. So I put quite a bit back in. Don't get me wrong. I made a lot of money. I did have some fun, probably a little too much fun initially, but it was crazy, man. Like, and I'm the only guy that could win a trip or win the a ticket to the tournament, the championship for basketball and golf in the year of the pandemic, where I don't get my trip for two to Puerto Rico or to San Diego and get an all expense paid trip. Instead, I got a fleece. It was nice.
Now, do you play, you know, how active are you in daily fantasy? Are you playing it every week, every night? I mean,
yeah, every day. I mean, I actually took off last night because I love the NBA. It's my favorite fantasy sport to play. But it's just so volatile, man. It's like incredibly difficult when players sit. And the other night, that's what I was talking about with the Spurs. I had DeJounte Murray in my lineup, and he doesn't even come back in the fourth quarter. And it's like, what's Pop doing? I don't get it. So it just makes it hard to play players from certain teams, and you got to figure out the right way to go.
By the way, I'm going to get Jeremy selling it later on. I think I have it, but I'm going to start texting him every single day for what he's playing in daily fantasy, knowing that he basically won $250,000 last year in 2020. You know what? That was a tough beat a couple weeks back,
but you're not mad.
I'm not. I, you know what? If I won $236,000 last year and winning those, I can understand where maybe I take it. I understand you're that close, but at least you doubled your money that night.
So can I? So the golf one, when I hit for 136K,
yeah. What did you do that one?
I got so drunk, I thought it was a dream. Like, I passed out. They took me home. I was at a local bar, and then I told I was buying my. I woke up, my tab was like $500 because I guess I was buying everybody drinks. And then I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I'm going, did that happen? I wasn't sure. I was losing my mind. I was like, did it happen? I checked my phone and looked at my account and I went, oh my God, I won last night. And I never went back to bed. Could not fall asleep.
Absolutely imagine. That must have been some bar scene. All right. Mark Malus is Jeremy Kahn with you. You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network for this Friday. Let's talk about a little bit of the Eastern Conference here, Jeremy, because I grew up a Knicks fan, love Clyde. We've had Clyde from courtesy of MSG bringing us out of the break. And, you know, the Knicks right now sitting there as the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference, right? And right now, if the playoffs started today, it would be the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, they still have a shot to get in that 4-5 matchup. Unfortunately, you look at the Atlanta Hawks, they've got one game to go. That game is against the Houston Rockets. The Knicks have got two games to go. One is against Charlotte. One is against Boston. Both of those games are at home. The Miami Heat, they have two games to go as well. One is against Milwaukee Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and the second game is against the Detroit Pistons. So, I mean, right now, if you were a betting man, and we're all betting men here on You Better You Bet, you'd probably say the Knicks are going to probably end up being the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference, and they're going to end up probably in all likelihood taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. They've had an amazing year. They really have. Randle being an all-star, Thibodeau might be coach of the year, you know, kind of stability within the franchise. LeBron a couple weeks back saying, you know, it's better for the NBA when the New York Knicks are a relevant and good basketball team. Do you give them a shot in the opening round against Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think they're a tough team to play. I think, in all honesty, if you're – and I'm not telling you they knock off Milwaukee. I think they're a live dog, though, because of style – you know, their style of play. You know, their starters are used to playing a ton of minutes, the Tom Thibodeau way. Let's run them into the ground until they can't breathe anymore. But he's done a phenomenal job with that team. You're getting healthier. Your bench looks better now. If you do have to go there, he trusts Derrick Rose. So I think there's a lot to like with this Knicks team going forward. And again, the Bucks have had their struggles in the postseason for whatever you want to say about Giannis not being able to shoot and this and that and how teams play him. But I do think they're a live dog. I mean, if you push came to shove and you ask me who I think wins, if those two teams meet up, I would take Milwaukee. But, you know, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but like the right bet, I think, would be the Knicks if they meet up, because I think they'd be tremendous value.
Well, let's bring Tyler aboard. Tyler, you're a huge NBA fan. Knicks, Bucks opening round. Do you think the Knicks have a shot to make that a series, or do you think it's kind of a gentleman's sweep, Milwaukee marching on to round two?
No, I think Tibbs can give Coach Bud a little trouble there on the coaching side, but I mean, talents, oof, the Bucks have the clear advantage there. I don't think I'd ever bet the Knicks, but I mean, as personally, I would love to see the Knicks win this series just because I'm a local. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I love the story, love Julius Randle, but I don't think they have a prayer talent-wise in this series.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, well, that's the only issue. I agree with you, Jeremy. I think you make a great point about style, right? How does that series get played, right? Do you look at, is it played at the slow tempo that the Knicks want to play at, or is it going to be more offensive-minded series? If it's a more offensive-minded series, I mean, Milwaukee might steamroll them. The Knicks have to play that game at their tempo, at their rate, to have an opportunity to win that series or make that series competitive.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at it too, if they do slow this game down to a snail's pace, and we've seen it. Not that the Knicks can't play a high-scoring game. They've had a lot of all the teams that we want to talk about throughout the year that were having these lower total games, the Knicks were in a lot of those games. The Suns were as well, as the total comes down because of how they played defensively. The Jazz were notable for stuff like that. But we were seeing Knicks games, Heat games, 205, 206 towards the end of the year. If they're able to play that half-court game and keep Milwaukee out of transition, I give him a shot. Again, I think the Bucks win, but I'd still give him a shot.
Jeremy, 4-5 matchup in the East. If we get Atlanta and Miami, right? Miami's played a lot better basketball here last handful of games. Do you think the Miami Heat are a dangerous team in that series against Atlanta?
The funny thing was I was liking Atlanta because I think people were sleeping on them. Their defensive acumen, is, since they switch head coaches and McMillan takes over, they have played phenomenal defense. Trae Young has gone from a guy that's just hoisting up shots left and right to actually taking good looks. It doesn't mean he can't shoot the deep shots, but he's taken better shots, and they've used Clint Capella more, and you've seen some of these other guys kind of step in, and they're getting healthy. But make no mistake about it, if the Miami Heat are healthy, they don't give a rat's ass who's on your team. You got Kevin Durant, Kyrie, James Harden, bring them on. Jimmy Butler's a dog. You see it kind of like, I feel like it stems throughout the team. Udonis Haslem hadn't played all year long, and he's ready to beat the hell out of Dwight Howard last night. So, you know, it was kind of, it was fun to watch them last year. And I think they have that same ability to get to make a run. Again, it'll be who they see in the second round would be the interesting one, but I think they definitely get past Atlanta.
Yeah. And when you take a look at the betting odds to get through the East right now, right? You look at the 76ers. Here's what I don't understand, Jeremy. Look at the 76ers and the Bucks, and they're both +3.25, right? They're both +325. That to me makes little to no sense. And listen, Philadelphia is going to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They've got two games left. They've got to beat the Orlando Magic twice. I think they'll beat the Orlando Magic twice, cement that. I understand that they're only a game up on the Brooklyn Nets, but I look at it right now. If I'm Philadelphia, I'd rather take Philadelphia +325. I would never bet Milwaukee at +325. Milwaukee, if they get past the Knicks in that opening round series, then they're taking on the Brooklyn Nets, and they're going to lose to the Brooklyn Nets. So the easier path, at least I can see an easier path. I might not think Philadelphia can beat Brooklyn if that's the Eastern Conference Finals, but their path is significantly easier than that of Milwaukee.
Yeah, the hard part is when we if we just talk superstars, okay? So you're talking – and if, depending on who you want to consider who a superstar, Giannis, Middleton, and of course Drew Holiday being there now. The problem is I actually think they match up fairly well with Durant, Harden, and Kyrie, as difficult as that is to say. But ultimately, one of those guys is always going to win. They're going to find the favorable matchup and take advantage of it, and it doesn't matter who it is. The only thing that would stop the Nets would be, in my opinion, are the Nets themselves. If they don't have that camaraderie, that rapport, if someone gets, I'm not getting enough shots, whatever. But I just don't see anybody stopping them in the East.
Yeah, so I agree with you. So you think right now the Brooklyn Nets are -109 to get through the Eastern Conference. Do you think there's good value there at -109?
I mean, it's even money. So and I think they get there. So it'd be hard for me not to pull the trigger on that bet.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, and even with everything we've talked about with the Brooklyn Nets, even with guys going down to injury, not being available, Kevin Durant, Achilles, hamstring, James Harden, the hamstring going out once again, Kyrie Irving going AWOL, all of that, Steve Nash as well. You look at the Brooklyn Nets, I still think they're the best bet in the Eastern Conference at -109. I'm more comfortable betting the Brooklyn Nets than I am the Philadelphia 76ers or the Milwaukee Bucks or the Heat or the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, I just do. It's a matter of, I don't care about chemistry. If they're on the court together, who the hell is stopping Durant, Harden, and Kyrie Irving? We'll get to the West. We'll do that next. You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.